Hi, David. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Father. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for moving this winter out of here, down here anyway. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the spring weather. We'd like to see the daffodils coming up and sprouting and all the bushes doing their thing and all the trees budding out too, Lord. We just praise you for that. And all the birds are singing and everybody's got a smile on their face and they're skipping their walk because the sun's out. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that it's going to be the same tonight in this fellowship. We all glorify you, Father, for being our sunshine. You are our sunshine. We love you. We thank you, Father, for being our God, our graceful God, our merciful God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for an open heaven. We praise you, Father, for this hope in heaven. And when we pray, we know that when we pray, our prayers are answered. And we thank you for it. We command every hindering spirit out of this body right now in the name of Jesus. Every communicating spirit that wants to hinder the communications, you go from here right now in the name of Jesus. We're going to have all good internet connections tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for that. And I ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us into what you want and not what we want. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, for the past experiences and the testimonies and the praise reports and prayers answered. It's just awesome, Father, the things that you're doing nowadays. And you are cleaning up this body of believers, this body of the bride. And we praise you for it, Father. And we thank you, Lord, for getting everybody ready, putting faith in them to believe that, yes, they can be in the bride if they believe. And we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do tonight and lead us into, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want to read something, if I can, first. Don't mind if I read something? It don't make no mind. I'm going to read it anyway. All right. And I don't even remember where it came from, but I got it out of probably a book or off the net, one of the two, and I don't remember, probably from Andrew Murray. But here's something to think about, just something to keep in your mind. The great lack of our religion or our Christianity is we need more of God. We accept salvation as his gift. And we don't know that the only object of salvation, its chief blessing, is to fit us for and bring us back to that close fellowship with God, for which we were created and in which our glory in eternity will be found. All that God has ever done for his people in making a covenant was always to bring them to himself as their chief. Their only good, to teach them to trust him, to delight in him, to be one with him. And it cannot be otherwise. Amen and amen. That's what God wants, right? He wants us as close to him as we can get. And we can get as close as we allow him to. Because he wants us to be up there with him. Praise God forevermore. Okay, has anybody got any prayer requests? Oh, it's going to be a long night. Anybody got it? I'm going to pray then. I'm going to pray. Remember, we're just going to keep praying for the men that go down into the tunnels. Father, I ask and I pray for your protection upon all of these men that go down in these tunnels and get these kids out of them and arrest those people that are down there that have been doing their evil all these many years, Father, and I thank you for it. And I thank you for your big angels. I'll loosen my, I thank you, angels, from going right now and protecting every man down there that's listening, that's setting those children free and capturing these evil people. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you for our hedge of protection around each and every man down there that's pulling these kids out of there in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, that they would filter that mess out of their brain that they're seeing down there. I know it's affected them mentally and physically. And Father, we thank you for just wiping all that stuff out of their mind in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we also ask and we pray for your protection upon President Trump and all the people that are with him and his family, Lord. And I thank you for that hedge of protection around him too, Father, that nothing, not any part of the enemy could penetrate in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, that there's not going to be any more attempts on his life that will even come close to taking him out. And I thank you, Father, for that protection upon President Donald J. Trump. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for bringing down the sewage swamp over in Washington, D.C. and moving it away from there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. And Lord, I ask and I pray right now that you would expose, as you're doing daily, expose the COVID-19 false flag event, the false pandemic thing in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for getting that information out and opening up these states again. And we praise you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, also that you're going to give dreams and visions to your people to warn about anything that's coming up. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in us and the things that you're leading us into, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to pray? Yes, Greg.
Yeah, look, if I can add to that, I have I've seen a lot of stuff in the last several days that just boggles me, and I tend to think it's something, anyway, some of it to do with Australia, but Lord, I just want to amplify that prayer, and, oh, Lord, one, for whatever's happening with President Trump, Lord, if you wanted to take him out, it would be done. So, Lord, for all those who are coming against those who are bringing godliness back into our systems, Lord, let them have their curses back upon them. Lord, if they won't turn to you, Lord, I also want to just mention while I'm here with the other members of the body, the things that have come to mind, come to my attention, that is happening in tunnels, in cover-ups by our judiciary, by our politicians, where there is obvious protection of people involved in abusing children, and comments. Lord, Second Thessalonians talks about that wicked, or some versions refer to the man of lawlessness, which I don't think is a man at all. But Lord, please, it's a huge and big and it's a heavy thing, at least for me, and I don't know how to fight it or what to do other than to do this and say, Lord, please come to the fore in this battle and hide us in you, direct us, even in what to pray. Lord, if for no other reason these children get rescued and this practice stops, it is incredibly evil. Sorry, guys, it's, you know, amen. I'll wrap up at that. It's just heavy stuff has come on me.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
It's just incredible.
Amen. It's been, in Australia alone, it was more than a million kids they pulled out of those tunnels. And in the U.S., it's more than that. And no telling what they got over in Europe. You know, I don't know. It's just amazing that this is even allowed through the years. But that's the way the elite work. That's how they made their money. Now we're shutting it off. Trump's shutting it off. And they're getting mad. So Lord, we just thank you for saving your elect when the days ahead for these events that they may put on them, the world. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Michael?
Yeah, Sue.
I'd like to pray to that with that too. Lord, okay. I just pray that you would help all the people that are going down in those tunnels, all the leaders, all the soldiers, that you would give them the strength that they need, give them the wisdom and keep them safe and free from harm as they go down, and that they would be wise to the enemy and be able to not listen to any lies of the enemy that would try to say, we repent, we stay, or, you know, we give up. I'm just reminded of those 200 soldiers that got killed because they thought those ones were giving up, but they didn't. And I'd also like to pray, Father, that you would just bring healing to all the children and the young people, all the ones that are brought out of those tunnels. Bring total healing and restoration to their minds, their bodies, their hearts, their spirit, Lord. And even if the soldiers need any kind of healing with their minds and their body, with all the mentality, all the mental anguish and everything that they go through, Lord, just bring healing to them too as well, that they will be able to continue to be strong in the midst of everything that's going on down there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, those 200 men were killed by a suicide bomber. I think most of these guys that are down there defending that place are MK Ultra type people. They've been programmed, looks like, to me, you know. But anyway, thank you, Lord, for draining that. All right, anybody else? I want to pray for my grandson, Blake. Lord, I lift up Blake to you. Lord, you know what's going on in his heart. I hear a lot of things. I'm just going to depend on you like I have been. I thank you, Father, for doing this work in Blake, getting out all of Blake out of him and putting you in there, Lord. Lord, teach this boy, this man, this young man, how to be a Christian, how to run after you, Lord, and to leave self behind. Lord, we tried to teach him, but you're going to have to do it. And I lay it on the altar to you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for the work that you're doing in him. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, anybody else? Yeah, Pat.
Father, just pray tonight, Lord, for all of our families, that in this time coming, Lord, if you're not tracking with the Holy Spirit and tracking with what you are doing, it no doubt can seem to be unbelievable of the things that are happening and just the changes that are taking place right now. It's a bit like the 9/11 destruction. It was so shocking and so overwhelming for the mind to conceive that many people were handed a piece of propaganda and they just bit on it and went with it, just like sheep to the slaughter, I guess. And that's just our human mind that will do that, especially those that do not fear God, do not fear your word, do not place you, are not confident in your protection, in your leading, in your guiding. And Lord, many of us have come through that place into your wonderful presence and peace. And Lord, we just ask that you would spread that you would open up our family's eyes. Lord, I'm thinking of the scripture that basically says that the wrath of man shall bring praise to you, and the remainder of that wrath you restrain. And Lord, I thank you that our families have exactly what you want them to have right now, and that you are drawing them and you are preparing this place for them. But many will have to go through some things. We all are going to go through some things. But Lord, I would just ask for your grace and your wisdom and your unleashing of your spirit upon all those, and grant repentance, Lord. Grant a heart of repentance to each and every one of our families. Even those, Lord, that we think aren't listening, we think that are way out there, far out there. Lord, you have the ability to bring people in, to rein people in. So we just ask you to spread, unleash your spirit, Lord, through them, and open up eyes and open up consciences so that they can sense the need in their own heart to have you, to be near you. Just bring forth the question, just the holy question of, is there a God? Is there really a God? And if there is really a God, I certainly want to know it now. Just put that feeling, that spirit of desire within our people, our families. And Lord, I thank you for it, because there is nothing that any one man can say, but only your spirit draws people to Jesus. Only your spirit. And so we just ask, Lord, for your spirit. Lord, we thank you that if we come to you, we humble ourselves, we pray and we seek your face, we seek to be with you, we confess our sins, we turn away from our wickedness, whatever you show us, Lord, we turn away and we confess Jesus. Lord, you said that you would heal our environment, our land. And so I ask you, Lord, and I just implore you, I seek you, Lord, to do exactly that. And I thank you for it, Lord. Your promise, your word, and I claim it and I stand on it and I trust you for it. Fulfill it in your time and give us patience to wait, but a heart to desire it even now. And I thank you for it. Just bless us as we continue on seeking you, Lord. Pour out your spirit and bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Lord. Ditto. That's my prayer too, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Job got him memorized by heart. Look at him. Glory to God. Thank you, Joe. Amen.
It's underlined in my PDF.
Oh, are you reading that now?
No, I was reading it now.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I like Andrew. He's pretty knowledgeable. Amen. All right, anybody else?
Michael?
Yes.
I'd like to give a report on my daughter, because okay. I haven't talked. I know that I brought her up on the conference call before. Thank you for all the prayers that you've given for my daughter, Tanya, and Bernie. She appreciates all the prayers that y'all have been doing, and she's doing better. She's not as stressed out as she was before. She's starting to learn how to fight the enemy, which is not her husband, it's the devil. And she's starting to recognize, because of her fighting against the devil, she's starting to recognize that he's just been a victim of the devil. And so Lord, I thank you, Father, that what you're doing for her, that you're showing her that she wrestles not against flesh and blood, but the works of the enemy. Lord, just continue to show her and guide her and lead her when the enemy speaks through him, that she not be moved by what the enemy says, but she would see that she can stand strong and firm in you, Lord God, because you have given her that authority over the enemy, that she can put him under her feet, that she does not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And thank you, Father, for what you're working in her. Give her clarity of mind to know your will, your way, what you want her to do with the house, what you want her to do with her life. And just thank you, Father, for supplying her for every need. And thank you for working on Bernie and bringing him to where he needs to be. Lord, just give him... open up his eyes and his ears to hear the truth, that he would be set free. Help him to see the works of the enemy that trying to use him against himself. And Lord, just bring him into the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for doing that for Bernie and her daughter in Jesus' name.
So your screen is all black. I don't know if you know that or not, or
she's got her camera off.
Yeah, I know that it's black. Sorry. I'm not always sitting there, so I just thought it's better just to
You're in the dark, huh?
No, I'm not in the dark.
Yes, you are. I can see it.
Well, you're seeing me in the dark, but I'm not in the dark.
Okay, praise God. You got the light going, don't you, gal?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Deep cover. All right, who's next?
Michael, can I?
Yeah, go ahead, Isaac.
Well, I'd just like if you'd maybe, and brothers and sisters, maybe just agree with me in a prayer, or if you'd say a prayer, Michael, please. You know, the Lord's had really great grace on me, and basically here lately I've went through a trial of my faith, and I didn't know what it was, but you know, if I could say, you know, Lord's given me grace for the word and whatever else. Nothing I can take credit for, because it's all been him. But I just, like the last week, I had this trial, and I didn't know what it was. But I won't go too long into it. But I almost kind of felt, and just to be completely honest, almost kind of felt like alienated for a little bit. And man, I'm telling you, I haven't felt that way before. And Marianne, my wife, she sent me a video, the podcast, David Eels, and he was talking about the trial of faith and how a strange thing just come upon you. And, you know, it really blessed me, because I didn't know. I just didn't know. But I would really appreciate if y'all could pray and believe that, and I believe together that I have been approved through this trial of faith. And that's been done, and that, and the Lord has blessed me. Which, that's what I was wanting you to ask you to pray for me about.
All right. Lord, we thank you for Isaac. We thank you for the work that you're doing in him, Lord. We thank you, Father, for giving him discernment, great discernment. And Father, we thank you for all the things that you've already done in this life. Giving good dreams. Father, we thank you for those. And we thank you for utilizing him in the way that would be most productive for you, Lord. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father, for filling him up with your Holy Spirit so much so that there ain't nothing left but you, Lord. Isaac is gone and Jesus is left. And we praise you, Father, for that. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given him the gifts of the Spirit when needed, that each and every one of them would be available to us. And we praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in him. Give him a hunger for the Word of God like he's never experienced before, and open up the Word of God like a neon sign, Lord. And we thank you for that, Father. Just peel layer after layer after layer off of the Word, Lord. And we praise you for it. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in him and his family. And we praise you for it, Father. We ask for your protection around him and his family too, Lord. That your warrior angels be around him. That there would be no attack from the enemy coming in. And Father, we praise you for that. We thank you, Lord, that he is under the Psalms 91, as we all are. If there's something breaks out, they don't have to worry a thing in the world about it, because you angels are sitting there keeping it off of them. And we praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for great and bold faith that you've placed in him. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing in Isaac right now. And Lord, we thank you for your prophetic gifts that will be in operation in him in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You believe that, Isaac?
I believe it so much,
brother.
I believe it so much. I'm writing down the date, writing on this notepad, and this has done happened.
Amen. It's amen. Done. It's a done deal, brother.
Amen. It is. Thank you.
Amen. Yes, Marilyn.
As you were praying for Isaac, you know, a couple of things came to me I'd like to pray. Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this young man and in his life and his sweet wife that I've been blessed to meet on the ladies' prayer time. And Father, we come against spirits of witchcraft and faction. I think that that's what the feeling of alienation that you were experiencing. We cast all that down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you have gifted this young man. He's a gifted dreamer. He's a loving husband and father. And he's a bright and shining light here in this world. So, Father, we cast down the in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. I cast down all assignments against Isaac's life from the enemy, and also any spirits of condemnation, doubt, fear, unbelief, double-mindedness, anxiety, worry. You have to go. And these assignments of witchcraft and faction, wherever they come from, it's all satanic. It's all antichrist. And we cast them down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you that Isaac is covered with the blood of Jesus. His family is covered with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. You got a really good plan for this young man and his family. And I thank you, Lord. He's not going to be taken out before his time, spirit, soul, or body. I thank you for your protection. And I know it's witchcraft, Michael, because the enemy's trying to keep me from hearing from the Lord here exactly. I can just tell. So,
well, in the name of Jesus, we bind up witchcraft right now and cast it out of here. In the name of Jesus, you have to go. Mm-hmm. We don't have to put up with your nonsense. So go right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You cease your attacks right now.
Amen. I thank you and praise you, Lord. I thank you and praise you. I just command all that oppression, weariness, heaviness, any discouragement. You go in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the good work you're doing in Isaac. And I pray you anoint his dreams, Lord. You've spoken some words that really bless the body through the dreams that you have given this young man, and that his dreams aren't going to be hindered in any way. And so, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for the good work you're doing him. And Isaac, are you still in Texas? Are you still out of town, honey?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Well, you're shining like a big bright star there. We prayed for you Friday, and Lord's got he's got divine appointments for you there. And we just command any hindrances that have been coming against Isaac, because Lord, you got divine appointments for this young man while he's out of town. You've got people that you want him to meet, and you're going to prepare hearts to receive what you would speak through Isaac. And he's going to know that it's you. He's just going to open his mouth, and out of his belly is going to flow a river of living water. And it's all to the glory of Jesus, because he loves Jesus. And Lord, just fill him up, refresh him, restore him, revive him with a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, you already see, our coming, our going out and our coming in, and you already see him back home saved with his family. So Father, I just thank you and praise you. I pray you bless Mariana and the kids and protect them from any attacks of the enemy, any witchcraft, any faction trying to come against them in any way. I command all that to cease as well. And that there's just peace, joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's done. Yes, Father. Yes, we. Amen. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We praise you, Father, for sealing that in Isaac. Thank you, Jesus.
And if you
try somebody to feel needs them, to get excited about Jesus now, I'm just saying, Lord of God, put a smile on your face and start praising God, because he is doing a work in all of it. Man alive, man alive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my. All right. Anybody else? Phil, you're not in misery, are you? You're out somewhere.
Yeah, I'm out in Illinois. Yeah.
Illinois. Oh, we need to pray for you, brother.
Yes, please.
Lord, we thank you for your protection upon Phil while he's in Illinois, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. He's got 15 big angels right around him, that nothing, not anything, will happen to him while he's in Illinois. Nothing but good things. And we praise you, Father, for giving him wisdom and discernment while he's there, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you run people around by him that you want him to witness to. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're not in Chicago, are you?
No.
Oh, praise
God. No.
Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Yep. All right. Anybody else? Amen. I do too. Ditto. Ditto for Theo. Yes, Vanita.
I would just like to ask for prayer for my daughter. She's traveling right now, but she's, I don't know if this is a generational thing or what, but she's having a lot of back pain like her dad does. She's only 22, but she's having pain, sciatica pain down her leg, and a lot of the same oppression that he deals with also. So you could just pray for her.
Okay. Is she a believer?
I believe she is, but she's believing a lot of lies right now. So,
okay.
Kind of like Blake, she was raised that way, and she knows that there's lies out there. She knows how it is, but somehow she's been sucked into it. Well, you know what? She went to U of M Ann Arbor, and I don't know if that was the best thing to do. So I don't know.
Okay.
She picked up a lot of bad things there.
Yeah. You say it's a sciatic.
Sciatica.
Yeah. Okay. Missy, you want to do this? Because she's experienced this before.
Well, in the name of Jesus, we just command that inflammation, that spirit of inflammation, we command that nerve to be completely released in the name of Jesus. We command all pain to go in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that she is healed in Jesus' name. And we just forbid the enemy. We break all generational curses of everything that Vanita described, this sciatica and depression. And we just break those curses off her in the name of Jesus. And we just ask you, Lord, to give her discernment, Lord, and to just speak to her, draw to your word, Lord, and that she would realize the lies that she's being told, Lord, and that you would speak the truth to her. You said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Therefore, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. And I just praise you and thank you, Lord, that she is healed and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Vanita, what did you say her name was?
Her name is Anjali.
Anjaline. Okay.
One more thing. I command her back to be in alignment in the name of Jesus, and to stay aligned in the name of Jesus, and to loose that nerve in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of Satan over her right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to open up her spiritual eyes and her spiritual ears to hear the truth of the gospel. And she'll know it when she hears it, Father. And we praise you for it, that your Lord of harvest right now, sending someone to her to give her the truth. And we praise you for it, Father. And we are looking for the good report from Vanita and her on this fellowship in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in Jolina right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we already know that she's healed because Missy prayed it. We believe, and it's done in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God. And we thank you, Lord, that when she comes into the truth, people around her are going to come into the truth too, because she's going to get bold in the faith and spread it around. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Woo! Glory to my God. Whoa, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
That's a done deal, Vanita.
I believe it.
Amen. Amen. All right, Lana.
Hey, I just wanted to claim and also agree with the prayers you had prayed for Isaac and my husband, Theo. I've been praying down a lot of tough situations since Theo has left home for his job out of town. It's everything from the kids to my own physical health that's been suffering. And I just can't seem to understand why I see no victory. And as you prayed, I realize it's probably the attack of the enemy, because the head of the home is gone. So I continue to stand in faith that all of this has been conquered in the name of Jesus. And once again, claim that prayer that you've prayed for Isaac's family and for Theo.
Amen. It is so. I'm going to ask you to do something, Theo. I'm going to ask you to pray for your wife and your family right now. And we're going to believe with you because you're the authority in that household. We're going to stand behind you. And our faith, with your faith, is she's going to be protected and the family's going to be protected. And she's going to have an awesome time while you're in Illinois, in hell over there.
Yeah, it's tough. Tough leaving behind. And I know that enemy sees an opportunity and never fails, you know. And I believe Claire has shared the same sentiments there. But Father, I am against all of these attackers in the name of Jesus. By your authority, I command them to cease and desist with their rilings in our kids, Father, that they choose to be defiant and don't want to listen, Father. And I cast that down in the name of Jesus, that you give those kids some peace, that they'll be behaving together well, and that they'll listen to Lana with the first try, Father. And I know that through you it can be done. And this enemy has no place in our home. It knows it. We bind them up. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. They have no authority there. They are covered by the blood of the Lamb, for they are children of God. The enemy has no place there. And I come against all these pains in Lana's body and her health and all the attacking spirits there. They have to go in the name of Jesus. She is a child of God. And she is covered by the blood of the Lamb as well. And I thank you, Father, for the victory over the kids and all these spiritual attacks, Father. And I thank you that you give Lana the strength and the wisdom and the patience and the love and kindness. All your spiritual gifts, Father, bestowed upon her. And I thank you for that. And that I will be home soon. And that you will guide and protect me on my way back. And I thank you for that, Father. And for all the prayers of our brethren here. And I thank you so much for that. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen, Lord. We just hook our faith up with Phil, and we believe everything that he's prayed has already taken place in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that Lana is healed, delivered, and set free from these attacks from the enemy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We know that right now there's a bright light around that house that keeps the enemy at bay, and we praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that we know that there's angels around Theo too while he's out and away from him, that you're protecting him as well. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woohoo! That's done. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else?
Pat's got his hand up.
Okay, Pat, go ahead, brother.
Lana, I was just thinking of this. When you prayed and asked for prayer there, and just the thought popped into my mind that the authority that God has over you through Theo is the protection that he has provided. It's the authority and being submitted to that authority is the protecting envelope, shall we say. and to just to be able to rest in the fact of that structure. I call it structure, that seems rather cold, but that structure of authority that God has created is strong and impregnable, like a law, like the law of gravity. And as we submit to the Lord in his word and trust in that word of his authority over us and plug into that authority wherever that would be, whether it be through Theo, which is your authority there, but every other authority that God would place under you, I mean over you. So that may or may not ring or chime anything in you or whatever, I'm not sure, but I know that was a lesson that the Lord taught me, having gone through certain authority structures in my life, none of which, I won't say none, but very few of which were structures that you would say represent or honor God, so to speak. But they were all structures that were more or less antichrist or no God or something like that. And I learned that principle, shall we say, through that process, is that it's the submission to the authority of Christ through whatever authority he places over you, that is that protection. So I guess it just clicked with me when you said that, you know, Theo was off and away. His authority wasn't off and away. His authority was still covering over you at that time. So anyway, praise the Lord.
Amen. That's exactly right. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? You got something, Dave? Missy, yes, Missy. You may begin.
I went to visit my family over the weekend, and there's a few things that come up, you know, that's brought to my attention to pray about. One, my brother-in-law, Frank, who's not saved, my sister's husband, he mentioned to me, he asked me, he says, if you hear about a car that's cheap, you know, it runs decent, let me know. Because his car is, I forget if he said, I don't know if it's the end of this month or next month that needs to be inspected by. And he says he knows it's not going to pass and it needs all kinds of stuff, too much money to put into it. And so, Father, I just ask you to bless him, to find a car with whatever it is he has, Lord, that it's good running and that it will not give him problems, Lord. And I just ask you to bless him with that, and that he realizes, Lord, I just ask you to do it in a way, Lord, that he would know that it's you that brought this about for him, Lord, and just to impress him and thank you for drawing him to you and granting him repentance, Lord, and softening his heart towards you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, do you mind if I pray for him, Missy?
Yes, Yeah.
We're going to pray that God gets his attention with this car. And you can tell him that we prayed this away, okay? In the name of Jesus right now. What's his name, Frank?
Frank.
In the name of Jesus right now, I command that car to come forth and it to be low mileage and low price, one that he could afford that would get him to working back. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to have it in front of his house in the next little bit. And we're going, and you're going to get the praise because he'll never expect where it came from. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we declare and decree this in your name. And we thank you, Lord, that it's going to get, you're going to get the glory for it, and it's going to change his outlook on you, Lord. And I praise you for it. And I thank you, Lord, that Missy's going to remind him every time he comes down in that car that it came from you. And I thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name, because I know how persistent she can be. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And I praise you for it, Father, because I believe that you want that man, because of Missy's prayers and Cindy's prayers, in the kingdom, and he's coming in Jesus' name because of the car. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Everybody believe that? It's done deal. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's going to be a pretty shiny car, too.
So, and then my daughter-in-law, Burak, who has the, you know, little Blake, Kurt and Brooke have Blake, my grandbaby. She was offered just for 2 months, April and May, to teach at this one school district. And she's been trying to get a position, and she thought this would be her in. And she, long story short, she realized that that's not going to be feasible because trying to get a sitter, someone to watch Blake at the last minute, and just all the, you know, and she realized that, okay, she's on unemployment now. She's been able to get unemployment because of the whole COVID thing that happened and everything. And so there's been basically guilt trip put on her by mostly one person about taking advantage of unemployment and stuff like that. And so I just want to pray for her. We were talking about this and at one point, you know, kind of out of the blue, she just kind of, you know, we weren't even talking about it at the time. And I was trying to encourage her and tell her, you know, just give her the word and stuff. And she just like burst into tears, and I had to hurry and put Blake down and go give her a hug, you know. And I said, you know, don't accept that. And I started praying against these spirits of condemnation and all this stuff. And but anyway, so I just want to continue to pray for her. And if she would take this job, she wouldn't end up getting unemployment over the summer and stuff like that. She's hoping to have a job in the fall, but I'm believing that the Lord's going to work it out, that school debt, all this, you know, debt, cancellation of debt is going to come through before too long. And I keep telling you this, and you're probably tired of hearing it. And I said, I don't know when it's going to happen, but, you know, before too long, you're going to get all that debt canceled, and you aren't going to have to worry about having to work, because I know you really want to be home with Blake. But she said, I really want to teach though too. She said that ever since she was little, she had a teacher that had like her own little tutoring over the summer. She needed extra help when she was in elementary school with reading and math and stuff like that. And she had her own little area in her home. And she said that was ever since she was little, she you know, that happened to her. She always thought about having that herself. And I even told her before she even told me this, that I said, I believe that one day you and Megan, my other daughter-in-law, because she's a teacher too, are both going to be teaching your children, your own children. And she said she really doesn't like the idea of having Blake in public school because she knows how horrendous it is. She's been in it enough, substituting and doing long-term positions. So I said, I believe the Lord is going to give you that, you know, in some shape or form, you know. And I said, you know, pray, Lord, did you put in her heart what your will is, Lord? And Lord, just I thank you, Lord, for Blake. She's a great mom. I couldn't ask for a better daughter-in-law and to get along with, but also a better wife for my son. And I just thank you for blessing them both with each other and this little Blake. She's awesome, Lord, and I thank you for them. And I thank you, Lord, for providing for them and putting her heart at rest and at ease. And just, Lord, just always be reminding her just to trust and trust, Lord, that you're going to provide, Lord. And I just cast down any condemnation and guilt tripping and this particular person that's speaking these things to her. I just, Lord, I ask you to convict this person about what they're speaking, Lord, to her, and that they would repent for that and change their mind, Lord. And I just bind up every spirit that's coming against her in this area in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you and I praise you, Lord, for doing that for Brooke. And thank you, Lord. And then just one more thing that I can think of.
Wait a minute. Let's pray, because Phil and Lana want that also in their family. Let's just pray for everybody. Why don't you just pray for all that want to have that? I'm sure there's people out there listening that'll want that as well, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving all the parents out there that don't want their children in public schools, Lord, giving them the resources, the wisdom, the know-how, everything that they need. The desire in their heart and just the ability and the patience and whatever it takes, Lord, just I ask you to give them everything that they need to be able to do this, Lord, in the light of your word, Lord, and that it would be a blessing to them and their children, Lord, and that they would, their children would grow up strong in you, Lord, and that it would just be something that would bless their families, that would make their families closer together in you, Lord. And I just thank you and praise you, Lord, for this. And Lord, for doing this for all your people, Lord, all your elect, Lord, that want to trust you for their children, Lord, and not leave them in the hands of other people. Bless them for putting this in their heart and desire. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I remember hearing this lady talk about her classes. She was in public school. And while she was in this public school, it was one of the worst schools in the area for rowdy kids and that kind of thing. And Lord, I remember what she started doing. She started praying before class. She would pray in the spirit, and she'd pray the prayers to protect the kids, and she'd pray that the enemy would be out away from them while they were in that room. And what happened was, almost immediately, there was a change in the attitude of the children. And before the year was out, it was a model classroom because of this woman's prayer. And I asked, Lord, that you put it in every woman's heart that wants to take on all, both parents' heart to pray before the school begins and to pray wisdom and patience and the enemy off of them. And Lord, we thank you for doing that for each and every one of these parents that does the homeschooling. And I think we'll see a wonderful, wonderful result. And it'll be happy for mama and dad and the kids. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Missy, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. And then one more thing. I got, there's some of you there, but also local. I got to agree with me on this. And my dad changed his mind about getting the vaccine. I don't remember which one it was. I knew my mom said it was the one that doesn't have the baby. I forget what you call it. The baby.
Embryos. Derived from aborted fetus.
Yeah. Anyway, I know it's not one of them. And I know it's not Johnson & Johnson. So I don't know. But anyway. Father, I thank you, Lord, for having grace upon my dad and his ignorance, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for this trial of my faith, Lord, because I know what you've shown me. I know what you've promised me concerning my dad, and he is going to speak and be restored and be completely healed, as well as my mom. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for watching over him. I thank you, Lord, that this vaccine is nothing but a placebo. And I ask you, Lord, to take it out of his heart, Lord, to follow through with taking any more vaccines. And Lord, give him an understanding. Give him and mom both dreams, Lord, that this is not something that they want to continue with, Lord. Give them a firm and strong understanding, Lord, and faith to believe you for their protection, Lord. And to even realize, Lord, I sent them, I sent mom the article about the lawsuit, the worldwide lawsuit about the whole COVID-19 being a sham and a way of just putting people under bondage. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, to really just put it in them to realize this is not something that dad wants to do. And I just thank you and I praise you. Irregardless, Lord, I just thank you for that this be just nothing more than a placebo, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for even protecting all our families. I want to pray for all our families. I know probably every one of us has friends or family or whatever that have taken this vaccine in ignorance and unbelief, Lord. But I know you're bringing a mighty revival, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, you're going to finish the good work which you've begun in each and every one of our family members and friends that we're believing for. And to come into the kingdom and to be brought out of the lies that they've been taught that's contrary to your word, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for watching over and protecting every one of them, Lord, and restoring them completely, restoring their health, and bringing them on in you and growing them up quickly in you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. I just want to send forth the angels to cast down and fight against all lying, deceptive spirits. To all your elect, Lord, that have that have been deceived into taking this, Lord. And I just thank you for intervening in your mercy and your grace, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Sue, go ahead. We believe it, Missy.
Yeah. Judy's here too.
Hi. Oh, hey, Judy. iPad Judy.
When you were talking about that car for Frank, I couldn't help but think about what I is like a testimony, what I had, what happened to me before I started living for the Lord. I was kind of seeking him, but I didn't really know how to seek him, because I was around denominations and I didn't want to go there, and I was just but this was like in the 80s, and I was with I had a boyfriend, and he knew how to work on cars. He was a mechanic, and I was going to take a trip up to Wisconsin in the winter, and so I wanted to upgrade my car, you know, not upgrade it, but get it, make sure it was running good and everything, and put a new filter in, you know, oil filter and all that stuff, get all that done. And I asked him, I had this thought that came to me, and I was thinking, where did this thought come from? I really didn't know, but I asked my boyfriend, because he knew how to work on cars. I said, this thought's coming to me about greasing, having to grease my car. And my car was, I was thinking it was like in the 80s or something, early 80s. But so I said, does anything in my car need grease? And he said, no. I said, okay. So then I went to go get the things for my car to make it ready for the trip. And I asked another, for some reason that thing came across my mind again. So I asked the mechanic there at the auto shop, and I says, does anything underneath my car need greased? And he said, no, it's all sealed up. And I thought, okay, that's twice now. You know, I was thinking about it, and I thought, why twice? I thought of this. And then about a week before I went on the trip, that thought came to my mind again. And I was thinking, why do I get, that's two people that worked on cars and they both said sealed. Why does it keep coming to my mind, you know? And so I just kind of rebuked that thought. And so then I went up to Wisconsin, driving up there, and it was real cold. It was in the middle of winter, around Christmas time, New Year's. And it was like 0 degrees. And I was coming back from Wisconsin, and I was going to drive straight through to Pennsylvania. And when I got to before Chicago, my car, the steering was getting worse and worse as I was driving. And I was thinking, what's going on here? And so my sister lives near Chicago. And so I called her. I says, could I stay overnight at your house? Because my car's acting up. I can't seem to be steering all right. So she said, sure, and we'll take it to the garage. So that's what I did. I took it to the garage the next day. And here, the steering, you know, it's like an elbow or something underneath. It was the elbow part that was supposed to be sealed up was not, because he looked at it and there was a hole. There was a hole in that part where the joint is, where the steering, where you turn your wheel and stuff. And that's I was hearing noises too. And so it didn't dawn on me that at that time that was, you know, that was the Lord. But after I got back down, got it taken care of, excuse me, and got back down to Pennsylvania, I told my boyfriend what had happened. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, that was the Lord telling me. I didn't know. That was God telling me. He was telling me, you know. I was so excited about it. He wasn't excited. He wasn't a believer. So I just thought, man, so that spurred me on. So Lord, I just pray that you do that to Frank. You do that to his his heart and his mind. You know, show him, Lord. Show him that you can speak to him, even with this car that he's wanting to get or that he needs to get. Lord, you just do something to make him see that you are speaking to him about it. In Jesus' name, because you're not a respecter of persons, and you helped me to get where I needed to be. And I thank you, Lord, for that, because I'm here now. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Hey, Dominic, is that you? I believe that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me. I'm here.
All right. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm been better, but you know, I'm alive. So how's everybody else doing? How are you doing, Mike?
I am blessed, brother. I am blessed.
Yes. Praise God. Thank nice you. To be back on here. I was busy yes, earlier, so I wasn't able to,
it's good to have you.
Join us. Thank you.
Amen. All right. Okay. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy. Now this is it.
What is it? 4 or 5 is my limit.
Go ahead. Well,
I just keep thinking of things about from the weekend, and this next prayer request is a touchy one, and I'm not going to give details, but my sister showed me some communication that she had with my niece, Anna, which is my brother's oldest. I think she's like 26 now, something like that, 26 or 27. And she told her, she says, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, and I'm that. And she said, nobody in the family knows, her mom and dad knows. She's a, you know, a lot of stuff that we hear about nowadays. The kids are into and messed up with their, with who they are. Their sexual preferences and all. And stuff like that. And my brother brought up both his daughters, you know, taught them in the Lord and everything. And I'm sure this is heartbreaking to know this, but I was surprised, and I wasn't surprised because I had suspected something. I just sensed that there was something going on with Anna. And she also doesn't come around because of a certain person in the family that's very legalistic and judging and everything. And it's had an effect on children, some of my sister's son and my son also. And so I just want to pray about this. Lord, I already prayed with Cindy, and I want you all to agree with me too. I just break the power of the enemy, of Satan, off my niece Anna, and all this antichrist stuff that I'm sure she got from where she went to college and then living in Boston. It's supposed to be a Christian college, Lord, but it's gotten liberal. It's where Brian and Dorley both went, and it's liberal now. We just cast down these antichrist teachings and these mindset and Lord, I just ask you to give her an experience, to put the fear of God in her. That this is, I just bind up and cast down every one of these spirits, Lord. You know what they are, and I send forth your angels in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing Anna out of this, bringing her repentance and giving her a clear mind and thought, Lord, and give her an experience, Lord, that shows her, Lord, that she is in a very dark place, Lord. Help her to know, but I ask you to watch over and keep her and protect her, Lord, and bring her through this, Lord, to repentance, Lord. Bring her back to you, Lord. Best of my knowledge, she was born again believer at some point. I don't know if she was ever filled with your spirit, Lord, per se. I mean, I know Brian is. But Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for rescuing her, for delivering her out of the power of darkness and translating her into the kingdom of the Son of your love, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for doing that for every one of our family members that are in a dark place and not following you, Lord, and not even born again yet, Lord. And I just praise you and I thank you for the awesome, mighty work and awesome testimony of deliverance for Anna, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. My heart goes out to Brian and Dora Lee because they had, I know with Esther, Lord, they went through a lot with Esther. And she was estranged from the family for a while, her mom and dad and Lord. But Lord, I just ask you to give Brian and Dora Lee wisdom and direction in how they speak to Anna and how they deal with Anna. And Lord, I just really been praying about that myself, Lord. It's like she doesn't, Lord, you know, she basically has denied you. She considers herself atheist now and a liberal. Those two things I will say, but the rest I won't. But Lord, you know where she's at, Lord. And I just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I praise you for delivering her and drawing her by your spirit, Lord, giving her dreams and just experiences, Lord, that shows her where she's at, that this is not a happy place. This is in total denial, Lord, that that this is not a place of contentment. It's just a place of torment. And I help ask you, and I thank you, and I praise you for showing her that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, Dominic.
So I can kind of relate to your niece. I actually was like a full-blown communist and probably the biggest hippie you'd ever meet at the time. But that was right before I came to God. So, you know, there's definitely hope for her and she'll be okay. I fully believe that. And I can see her right now, all of that she's going through, all the stuff that she thinks she is. And I feel like that'll be a great testimony for those who are currently in like that antichrist spirit and that liberalist ideology. They're going to be, you know, she'll be a great example for them and show them that it's all okay and that God can deliver them from that too. So, you know, Lord, I just pray that you give her a vision, you give her a dream, whatever it is, and that she just reaches out to her loving aunt that cares about her a lot, Lord, that you're using to guide her. And I just want to thank you for this and thank you that she's going to be an awesome walking testimony and that she could show others the truth of who you are, Lord. And just like how you delivered me, that you're going to deliver her too, Lord. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it's done. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Girl, you come on into the kingdom. Forget all that junk. Amen. All right. Anyone else? And there was silence. Deep, dark silence. Oh, my. Okay, go ahead. Is that you, Barry?
That's me.
Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, a couple of praise reports. You know, in our lives, sometimes we have these things out on the horizon that are dark and scary and foreboding, and we really don't want to mess with them. Well, every year I do the sales tax filing for our daughter's business. Oh my gosh, and it's scary. And in years past, we've been doing it on paper, and we got a notice in the last year that said, "Hey, we're doing it on computer this year," but they didn't tell you how to do it. They didn't give you any instructions. Signing up was just a real ordeal. And I have to confess, it's also confession and a praise report. I was fussed about it. I was really fussed about it. I wasn't trusting the Lord to work things out, but to make a long story short, it worked out, you know, really well. I prayed about, you know, doing this and got them done in record time. It was absolutely amazing without, you know, really having done it before in that way. And it worked out great. Got them paid, got everything taken care of way ahead of schedule. So that was really great. Thankful for that. And the other thing we had, you know, a lot of people here probably have gardens and stuff and probably played with compost. And we had some compost that we get out of the kitchen, pretty much stuff like, you know, banana peels, orange peels, apple cores, eggshells, all this stuff. We need to throw it in garbage cans. It doesn't compost too well like that. It just turns into this slimy, you know, mess. And I saw a little gardening tip thing about using alfalfa, incorporating alfalfa into your compost to get it to, you know, start to do what it's supposed to. And you know that it's doing what it's supposed to when it gains temperature. It warms up. It's actually doing something. Well, we dumped, a week or so ago, 10 days ago, we dumped two trash cans full of this nasty, slimy apple core mess kind of stuff out in the garden, and it wasn't doing anything. So I found out about this alfalfa business that's supposed to, you know, make your compost pile work, and went and got some alfalfa, and we layered this stuff, this nasty, disgusting stuff, with the alfalfa. And the proof of when your compost is doing something, it warms up. Well, I got a thermocouple and jammed it down about 8 inches into the compost, and I'll be darned, it was 130 degrees down in the compost pile. That's 80 degrees above ambient temperature. It's 50 when I checked it. It's 130 degrees. It was just like the biggest confirmation that things are working out. You know, the garden's gonna, you know, really benefit from this stuff. It's doing what it's supposed to. So two minor praise reports for me. I'm really thankful, and Lord showed me how to do the taxes. He showed me how to do the compost pile, and I hope he'll show me some other stuff to do too. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for slimy garbage. It is so good for the garden. Yes, it is. Amen. Global warming, Greg says. Oh, boy. Okay, who's next? Has anybody else got something they'd like to? We've been blessed over here, Barry. We've got a mushroom factory down the road, and that mushroom compost is so good for the garden. We just get it and dump it. We've done that for years now, and it really makes a great garden. Okay. And I know y'all going to have a great garden, too. We bless that garden in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for basketball-sized cabbage. We thank you, Lord, for softball-sized tomatoes. And, Lord, we just thank you for that. They're going to get over and abundantly and over everything that they ever imagined out of that garden in Jesus' name. Watermelons that weigh 100 pounds in Jesus' name. Going to feed the neighborhood. All right. Yeah. Amen. Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. We had, 3 years ago? Y'all remember that? Them cabbages we had about 3 years ago? Did I show y'all a picture of them? Yeah. I tell you what, it was more than a number two wash tub could hold. One cabbage. Now, y'all think I'm ain't lying. I don't lie. I'm telling you, that's the truth. That's the truth. It was big. We fed people. I still got sauerkraut down there from those cabbages on the shell. It's good too. Me and David shredded them things and made cabbage. You ought to seen the kitchen when we got through. Oh my gracious. We had to get the leaf blowers out. Blow it all out. All right, Lana, go ahead. That's the way we clean house.
Speaking of huge produce and beautiful gardens, that reminds me from the transformation videos that I watched, how when the Lord went to work in his spirit in a town that was in complete shambles, that was one of the miracles that happened there. And they were a farming community. And they went from barely being able to grow anything because the soil was getting so bad that after the repentance and the move of the Holy Ghost, the soil just miraculously started improving. And that season they had, you know, carrots the size of arms and squash the size of, you know, legs and you name it. It was huge. They even had pictures in the video too, but it was really incredible and just reminding me of that.
Yeah, that was Alamogordo, Guatemala, wasn't it?
Something yeah, like South that. America.
Yeah, that was awesome. It used to be a bunch of drunks in that town until revival came in there, and then it changed the whole town over, and everybody in the town were Christians. And they went to, and I'm telling you, they went from just a little bit of produce to truckloads going out, just absolutely semi-truckloads going out of there. It was awesome.
Hey, Michael, little Theo wanted to share something.
Yeah, go ahead, Theo.
Давай рассказывай. Майкл хочет тебя послушать. Давай.
Девчонка.
Я?
Я.
Рассказывай. Я маленький мальчик.
Я маленький мальчик. Скоро не хочу. Господа, я не видел. Но я его люблю.
So grandma taught him a poem in Russian that goes, I'm a little boy that does not go to school. I've never seen the Lord, but I love him very much. And he got super shy here, so I'd encourage him to recite it. They've been reciting it with Max almost awesome. Competitively right before he went to bed here. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Theo. That was awesome, buddy. I'll take you for an extra ride next time you come down, buddy.
Okay.
Have to get him and Max to say it together sometime.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're gonna finish that because he's repeating it all over again. He's getting excited.
Awesome. Awesome, buddy. That was great. Thank you. That was awesome. Yeah, we'll put you on stage. Glory to God. Amen. Yeah, next time you come down, you can recite that in the fellowship. That'd be awesome. All right. Anybody else? Oh, that's awesome. Said, I'm a little boy. Don't go to school. I have not seen Christ, but I love him. Almost. Thank you, Jesus. That's awesome. All right. Anybody else? Well, we got about 30 minutes. What y'all want to talk about? What were we talking about? Anybody remember? Well, what do you want to talk about? Or y'all just want to close up shop and go home? All right, go ahead.
Go ahead, Julie.
Thanks, Pat. That was kind. Yeah, he's such a guy. He's a sweet brother, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He let me go first. That was nice. I was just going to say what we were talking about last time was Theo's question about a Bible verse about loving the Lord with all our heart, with all our strength, with all our might, with all our... So anyhow, that's what we were talking about. I don't know if he finished that or not, or if Theo wanted to share anything since he wasn't here last time.
So it's just been something I've been struggling with, actually. A lot of times I find a lack of strength or even willpower, you could say. I wonder sometimes, is it the Lord just backing off and because I'm trying to do it myself, you know? So I want to love the Lord with all my heart, my mind, my body, my soul, but I struggle so much. And is it because I don't see enough? So I maybe have too little faith in little things. Do I not see enough big things happening, you know, with standing in trial of faith, like Isaac was sharing earlier? That may be something I'm going through. And I was secretly accepting all the prayers for myself as well as praying for Isaac, because it sounded so similar with this trial of faith. And I know that the love comes only from the Lord. Grace only comes from Him. Repentance only comes from Him. No one can find the Lord without Him drawing him first. And I just wonder, is the Lord kind of holding back from me experiencing that full, how do I say this in English? Full, like giving over 100% to Him. Like I understand the concept. I believe it and I accept it. I want it that way, where it's no longer me that lives and it's no longer my decisions. It's, you know, Christ in me and being led by the Spirit. That's my first and foremost priority, you know. But it just feels like that doesn't come without grace. But you know, you ask for it and then you stumble and then you don't see any progress. I don't know. It's been a struggle lately, you know, especially with kids not wanting to listen, traveling a lot. This is the last 3 weeks I've been traveling nonstop. Next week looks like I'll be home, but we'll see. Things always come up. So it's just, I don't even know where I'm going with all this. It's a pretty big struggle. I want to believe that verse with all my heart, you know, that because I do want to love the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I want to be led by the Spirit 100%, but it's like I'm not hearing anything back at the same time. Even though I see in the little things, there's little victories here and there, you know. Is it maybe some kind of oppressive spirits that are just hanging around that I don't know about? Is it, you know, some kind of, there has to be something hindering the Lord from completely opening His will for me, you know? Like, I know we're not going to stay here. The Lord showed me in a dream that we're going to move, you know, and I'm waiting for that to happen. I know it will happen.
Well, let's see what Andrew has to say. He looks like he's got an answer for you.
I'm going to ask that I I can have a chance to pray something for all of us, including me, concerning that verse. Lord, you were given an answer by someone, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength, and with all your might. Lord, you paid the price for us. We're not our own. And Lord, just like you revealed to me before, and even waiting for this question to come up, and even waiting for this to happen so that I could pray this prayer, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your love that you've given us, even as it shows us in John 3:16. And Lord, sometimes we have things in our minds, Lord, that we love you with our mind. Lord, get these doors that are closed between the mind, the heart, the strength, and our soul. Lord, we're just visiting this world. We're bought by you. We're not our own. Living is the word of God and active. In him we live, move, and have our being. There's no barrier between your mind and your heart. There's no barrier between your soul and your strength, Lord. Lord, take down these doors that have closed these other areas off in us. Open the door. The door's wide open. It goes from the mind all the way to the heart and the strength in between. And in your soul, we bear the fruit of the Lord by your word. I don't know. This is a barrier, Lord? No, it cannot be. We have been duped into thinking that there's a barrier between these four areas in our lives. And Lord, it's not there. Let us not be fooled by the powers of darkness that put these barriers there. It's not there. We were bought with a price, the precious price of the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a lifestyle straight across from the mind to the heart. And glory to you, Father, for this wonderful plan of the love that you have given to us, the hope of the entire world. We praise the name of Jesus. Open those doors that have been locked up between these areas of our life. And let love flow all the way through. Let that which you've put in scripture in our mind go to our heart and confess it. We are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit, and he's going to remind us of everything he taught us. We will confess it with our mouth, and we will have it in our heart. We have a mind and a heart of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, open the doors for us all the way across, and we will have our neighbor too loved and our enemies also. Praise the name of Jesus. We have your power, Lord, for this. We have your power and authority. We have the power over darkness. We have authority here. And thank you, Father, for showing me this. And thank you, Father, for this request. For I was not going to speak unless you brought the request up. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen. Does everybody believe that? Glory to God, that wall is down. Thank you, Lord. The doors are open. We praise you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for placing that in Andrew to pray for everybody. And we thank you, Father. We receive it and we believe it in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Danny. You know,
this just might be another good appetizer.
Amen. Go ahead, Julie.
Bill, and anybody else who might be thinking that, David, you said something too in the chat. I would just encourage you to pray against and we can just do it all here too, but you know, just those religious spirits that make you feel like it's something you have to do. It's God's love has been poured in our heart. And if we're walking in all the light that God has given us and we are obedient to what we know, what we understand, that's loving God and with everything you know. And to continue to follow after him. And yeah, we you know, we're children, we make mistakes, we learn, we grow. We, you know, God sees your heart, where you are and what you want, that you want to please him, but it's faith that pleases him. And we have to remember that God's already done everything for us through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He's already given you everything. You have a hundredfold fruit. You're a son of God, and he's perfected you forever. It's not your responsibility. So it's all faith that it's already been given to us completely. He who began a good work in you shall complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we all have to get rid of stuff, bondages of religion and, you know, our own works to please God, our own works to make it, you know, to be chosen. No, we are chosen. We are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. So in the name of Jesus, I just command every lying, deceiving, manipulating, mind control, confusion, religious bondages and condemnation and false guilt and accusation to be bound and cast out of every person that's influencing and hindering right now in Jesus' name. We are free in Christ Jesus. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. We are free in Christ Jesus. We are not under the law. We are not under the law. We are free. Praise Jesus for the blood of our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just thank you, Lord, for, you know, just setting our brothers and sisters free from this oppression, these lies of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for faith. Fill us with faith, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Missy. I'll get you in a minute, Isaac.
When Andrew, you used that word barrier, what popped in my head right away were these scriptures. And, you know, one thing that came to my mind is the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts, you know? And so the love of God, you know, we have the love of God. We love God. We seek him with all our hearts. And we have his heart, you know. I know we're all want the heart of God, you know. We want his heart. You know, some people look at that as having God's favor. No, I want God's heart. I want his love. You know, his love in my heart. Yes, we have God's favor, but it's much bigger than that, that we actually have God's heart. So anyway, but what came to me is Romans 8, I'm going to start in 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of his elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ Jesus that died, yea, rather that was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or anguish or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? That's that when he said barrier, this is what this is what came to me about who can separate us from the love of Christ. Even as it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And yes, it's all by grace. He is the one that works in us, willing to do of his good pleasure. You just, Theo, you just confess God's word of who you are and that you do love the Lord. It doesn't matter if you feel it, you know, sometimes, you know, yes, Theo loves the Lord with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength. Every part of his being, you know, you just speak God's word in faith over you. It doesn't matter how you feel, you know? Yes, Julie.
Amen.
People. And I just praise you and I thank you, Lord, for strengthening Theo to confess your word, no matter what the enemy tries to, how the enemy tries to make him feel, because it doesn't matter how he feels. It's what your word says. And thank you, Lord, for strengthening us all to know you more, to put your word in our hearts more, to let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. You are the word, and you do dwell in us richly. That we would know you more and more every day, Lord, that your word would renew our minds, and that our minds would continually be set on you, and that you will give us peace. I praise you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead, David. Then I'll get to Isaac.
Yeah, I had a really good Bible passage today. It kind of helped me out, and I think it'll help you out too. It came from Genesis 15. And I ended up reading pretty much the whole chapter of Genesis, and it's not very long, but it's very good. Here it's going to talk about God's covenant with Abraham, which we all share, and it's very good, and it's going to clear some things up for us how to work with this, our covenant with the Lord. This is begins in Genesis 1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram. It was before he was Abraham in a vision, and saying, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and exceedingly great reward. So we've got this promise from God. He's going to Abraham and telling him these things. And Abraham says, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And he will inherit my estate as Eliezer of Damascus. He's saying he doesn't have that fruit. God's given him a promise, but he's saying, I don't have this fruit. I need fruit in my life. And he says, behold, to me you have given me no seed, no fruit. And behold, one of my household is my heir. So we got somebody that's even outside of his own body, it's going to be his heir. You know, no fruit coming out of him. Behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this man will not be your heir, but he will come forth out of your own body will be your heir. You're going to have fruit, he's saying. You're going to have fruit. The Lord brought him outside, says, look now towards the sky. Count the stars, if you're able to count them. He said to him, Abram, see, so shall your seed be. And Abram, he believed the Lord, and he was reckoned to him for righteousness. All right, that's our first step. We're going to believe our promises from the Lord. We're going to believe what he says. And now we're going to be considered righteous. Now let's go forward and see what else goes on here. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of the Ur of Chaldees to give you this land to inherit it. So we got the Lord doing the work. He said, Lord, how will I know that I will inherit it? A good question. Hey, Lord, I'm believing you, but What? Give me something more, something else that I can work with here, okay? He said to him, bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, and a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. And he brought all these to them in the middle, and he laid them each half opposite the other, but he didn't divide the birds. So he took all these animals, cut them in half, laid them in a path, right? A path in the middle, but not the birds. So he's putting this sacrifice out. He's sacrificing this flesh. I mean, we're going to have to see the parable here, what's going on in the Old Testament. Abraham sacrificing, this is the flesh being sacrificed. And this is our walk through life. This isn't just one sacrifice. This is a walk through life sacrifice. All right? So that's why it's a path. And some are bigger and some are smaller as far as the sacrifice goes, as far as what we're going to be accomplishing in our life. So they're different size animals too, you know, what we're going to come up against in the flesh. When the sun went down, a deep sleep fell on Abram. Now there was terror and great darkness fell on him. So what happened? We have Abram going into the rest, but initially it wasn't so pleasant, right? His rest, his walk, it's this promise, putting that flesh out there, entering into this rest, trust God. All right. And then God says, know for sure that your seed will live as foreigners in a land that is not theirs and will serve them. They will afflict them for 400 years. So we got this trial going on. We got this trial that's going to be going on. It says, I will judge the nation whom they will serve. Afterwards, they will come out with great wealth. So we've got this world around us that's going to give us this trials and tribulation. We're not going to get around that. But after that trial and tribulation, so he'll judge those that judged us and gave us our, you know, trial. But we needed this trial. We needed our flesh sacrificed. We needed to go through that path of life. All right. This is how God brings fruit in our life. But you will go to your fathers in peace, who will be buried in a good old age. In the fourth generation, they will come here again, for iniquity of the Amorites is full. It came to pass that when the sun went down and when it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a flaming torch passed between the pieces. Again, what do we got going on here? Abraham's in the rest. He's hearing the Lord give him a promise, but he's going to have to go through the trial of life. He's got his flesh. He's trusting the Lord. He's got the offering out. It's our flesh, our burning flesh. And the Lord's accepting that sacrifice. That smoking furnace is going through and purifying us. That's the Lord purifying your flesh for that smoking furnace, this trial. But at the same time, you got that flaming torch. You got the torch of Christ leading you down that path of life, that word of life. What do? We just trust in the Lord and in that rest. And during this time, when these creatures were out, Abraham had a couple times here. That he had to shoo away the birds of prey. They were coming on this, the animals before he fell asleep. He was shooing off these birds of prey to keep them, the birds, away from this sacrifice. That's our job. Those birds of prey are the satanic demons are coming in our house and attacking us, trying to dissuade us from the word, to keep us on that path of righteousness, to keep us from allowing our flesh to be sacrificed and staying on the path. It's these little things come in our lives that are trying to take us away and get us off course. Our job is not to let those things come on our head and take us off that path. Our job is just to believe the word and continue on. And when we get those little things in our head that want to take us away, the little birds of prey, we shoo them off. We get them out of our path. We don't let them influence us. And right now, you got these words of doubt. Not sure, and what we just got to cast them off and go along with what Missy also said, believe the promises, and then God's going to go to accept that sacrifice, and he's going to give us that sacrifice, he's going to give us those promises, and we're just going to believe him, and we're going to become righteous, and he's going to do all, fulfill that in us. We can't do it ourselves. We have to enter that rest, and he takes care of it. That's how that works in our life. That's what I wanted to get out of this. And praise the Lord. Thank you for this word. Thank you for doing that all for all of us. Help us enter into that rest, Lord. That's what we need. Help us to believe the promises. Help us to give us that grace to do that and walk through that sacrifice for us and accept that burn and burn that flesh up for us while we just lay it on the altar and let you do the work and just believe your promises. That's all we're going to do. We can't do it ourselves, but we can watch you do it for us. And we're just going to enter that rest. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Isaac.
Thank you, Michael. I was just going to talk more about my situation. And if anything seems similar to Theo, well, then the praise the Lord, because I think it's really important. I really do. And, you know, like I said before, I didn't know, you know, I know the Lord's been drawing me and I've been getting idols out of my life. I know that. And he was continuing to draw me. And you know what it's like on the road. You know that you get a lot of alone time with God and you know that, you're out there, you and him. It's hard being away from family. It is. But, you know, the Lord's preparing us. And here's what I know is that this strange thing came upon me. And I was like, oh, Lord, you've been drawing me. And, I know I don't have any, and I say this with all humbleness, I know I don't have no willful disobedience in my life that I know of. Because I still get dreams where the Lord shows me about things about myself that I didn't even know. He shows me. And I was thinking, well, Lord, why is it? Why am I feeling this way? And I'd tell you something. I had a dream that I was with this guy I grew up with, and his name is Stephen. Now, the thing about Stephen, we were both roughnecks growing up, but he was with me, and this lady in a dress sat down on a bench, don't know her, she put her feet on a footstool, and underneath that footstool was a rock, and Stephen put his hands up underneath that rock, and he started praying for her, and there was power, and I was sitting there watching him, and in this dream, I know that this, man, God spoke to me in a stream, but I didn't know what direction to come from because it come from north, south, east, west. It was all encompassing. And this is exactly word for word what he said to me. He said, ask and you shall receive. Believe the words that I have spoken to you, because I wasn't believing. And, you know, and I was thinking about that dream. What does it mean? What does it mean? And I'm saying this because this is how it all started for me, this whole trial of my faith. And I was like, well, I don't understand. And I remember looking up the name Stephen. Well, it means crown. And you know what hit me? It said, what hit me was, you know, in Revelation 12, it says, don't let somebody steal your crown, for lack of a better term. I don't have it memorized. And I thought, has my crown been stolen? Oh, Lord, you know, and well, I continue to seek him and I cast these thoughts down. But they kept on coming back to me. And I'm like, what is this? I don't know. I know you haven't forsaken me, Father, because just like I think Missy said, or Julie, I think she said, you began to be working, you perfected through the day of Jesus Christ. But I was still struggling, I went through this about a week, and I even told Mary, Samir, I don't know what it is. I don't know. I said, but it's like I just feel separated. But on the road, I was on the road, and she sent me that podcast. I can find the name for it if you'd like, but it blessed me tremendously. You know what it is, and I can tell you what it is, and this is exactly what it is. The days are ahead of us. The wilderness is coming. I'm telling you right now, because I feel it, and I know the dreams that the Lord show me. I tell you, it's to prove your faith. It's so we can manifest Christ 30, 60, and 100 fold. And I'm gonna tell you, don't get me wrong, I apologize, man, but I'm not, I read the Bible to get the mote out of my own eye. I'm by no means anything else. I just need to manifest Christ. But here's the thing. It was hard on me. I was scared. I felt like I felt like I've just lost it, you know? And but you know what? Ultimately, here's what it is. The Lord's trying our faith, He's growing our faith. And I didn't even realize it, but weeks ago I asked Him, I said, Lord, grow my faith. And grow my faith and be gentle with me and grow me incrementally and grow me, Father, because I want more faith. I want your faith. I want a measure of faith, Father. Give me a measure of your faith. And that's why this happened to me. But I didn't know. I really didn't know. But I know this. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that liveth me. And this life which I live in the flesh, I live by faith. And this is what David said in that podcast, if I can read it real quick. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial among you, which cometh upon you to prove you, as though a strange thing happened to you. But insomuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, rejoice, that the revelation of his glory also you may rejoice with exceeding joy. And that's it. It's a fiery trial to prove us. So that glory, to manifest his glory. And it was hard. And I wanted prayer today with Michael and the body. And I thank you guys, because here's what I know. I know today of March the 9th, 2021, I've been approved by my faith. And I don't know if that helps you, but I know that alienation was because of prayer I prayed probably a month and a half ago. It never dawned on me till just recently. And you know what? That's what it is. That's what it is. Because he's found me approved, and he's continued to prove me. And I know this. I know that my measure of faith's been increased. So when that doubt happens, I've went through that and I can cast it down. So I only speak to my own self. This is what I know for me. But like John the Baptist said, I must decrease and he must increase. And Michael said that pretty much in his prayer. And I underline that red pen, because it's less of Isaac, more of Jesus. And like everybody else said, just say it by grace, because even as David said in that podcast, if it was for works, we wouldn't have grace. You know, we can't do anything. We can't do anything of ourselves. It's only by him. And you know, in your heart, and you know your walk. And I tell you, it's no coincidence. We have to be on that same path right then. And praise the Lord, because I believe for me, I believe for you, and I believe it's in the Word. But that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's a good word to finish on. Thank you, Father. I believe it, I receive it, and I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Does everybody else do that? In Jesus' name, we receive that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Praise be to God forevermore. Lord, we thank you for blessing us by answering all of our prayers tonight. We thank you, Father, for it, and we praise you for it, that we're going to hear some wonderful testimonies here shortly, and we praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in us. Lead us, guide us by your Spirit, and Lord, give us all a good night's sleep tonight, and we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.